Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to this week's Clemson Athletics Podcast. Don Munson along with our softball coach, John Rittman. That's right, we're going to give you a little softball update. If you've not been on campus, matter of fact, as Coach Rittman and I sit and look, I can look to my left and I can see the beginnings of the softball stadium, and what a beautiful sight that's got to be for you.
Super excited. It is. We're finally seeing some progress, and for about a month and a half, it was a lot of underground work, but now you can actually see walls going up, and we practice right behind the construction site on the auxiliary turf field that is there for baseball, and Coach Lee and his staff have been super cooperative and let us practice out there. So we're seeing firsthand every day at practice this beautiful facility being built, and it's really like I said, really exciting time for Clemson softball.
All right, let's give fans then a little bit of the timeline, just kind of what you expect as this thing starts to come out of the ground. You know, when's the projection that you're actually going to get into it, all that kind of fun stuff?
Well, you know, we have to have some cooperation from Mother Nature, and this week has been quite rainy and wet. So, we're hoping to be in the facility in the fall at some point in time, practicing in it, and then moving fully in the facility by the end of the fall.
All right. So, obviously, for those that don't know your background, I mean, one of the reasons, you know, when it was announced that Clemson was starting softball, you seem to be, when they found you, you were like the perfect fit for this just because of your background and experience. What's this stadium going to be like? I mean, is this going to be among the best of the best that you know of in the collegiate game? What's this stadium really going to be like for you?
Well, I can tell you this. Joe Simon and his staff and the builders and the architects and everybody that's been involved in this process have really done a tremendous job in getting to understand what our needs are to be successful, to keep the student athlete in mind and what they need on a daily basis, what the coaches need, and then finally, you know, what the fans will need. So it's been a pretty comprehensive planning process, and I think from a coach and from a fan and from a player, we couldn't ask for a better facility. In comparison, certainly with softball being such a fast-growing sport, there's stadiums going up all the time. But I do know this, we're going to be very, very proud of this facility, and it's something that everybody can take pride in and really enjoy a fast-pitch softball game.
Well, Clemson fans, I know, are chomping at the bit to see you getting going. It's going to seat, about 1,000 people, and there's going to be some other grass areas that people can come and enjoy. So it sounds like it's going to be a pretty intimate kind of setting and something that can also be home field advantage for you.
Oh, no question. We right now there's 1,000 chair back seats right behind the home plate where the fans will sit. There's room for expansion in the outfield. There's a grass berm area going down the left field line, so you know, families with young kids can kind of matriculate in and out and be active and not have to sit down and watch the game. But for the more serious fan, I think you're going to have this really intimate, close feel for the game of fast-pitch softball.
And then offices, obviously, over there for you, the locker rooms, all that kind of stuff. It's going to be one of those folks or one of those places that you hope that maybe your players actually gravitate to and do not want to get out of.
No question. I think when you look at the student athlete experience, the amenities are going to be first class. You know, we're going to have a great locker room. We're going to have a great team room, a team area. All of the support staff, you know, the athletic trainer is going to have a nice area there. The equipment, we'll have a nice area for equipment. The press box to house the media is going to be first class. We'll have an indoor facility, so if there is inclement weather, we have an option to hit and do defense in the indoor facility. And also to be able to give back to the community and run camps and clinics out of this stadium is going to be fantastic. So it's we've done a lot of planning and preparation and a lot of thought has gone into the stadium, and we're really looking forward to it.
All right, obviously, there are student athletes that are here on campus right now, and they're probably chomping at the bit as well to finally see things get going for you. But can you also tell us a little bit about who do you have here on campus? What are you expecting? To who's going going to be coming to you over the summer as you fill out your roster.
Yeah. We have seven players on campus right now. We have one senior, Ansley Gilstrap, who is a transfer student, and then we have six freshmen. So in that mix, you know, we have a pitcher in Logan Kamel. We have a catcher in JoJo Hyatt. We have two infielders in Ariel Oda and Ansley Gilstrap, who I mentioned previously. And then we have utility player Shelby Kelly, who can pitch a little bit, hit, play infield and outfield. And then we have two outfielders, Kendall Murray and Grace Young. So those seven student athletes are the, you know, the first of our program, and they'll go down as the pioneers of Clemson softball. And you know, it makes practicing somewhat challenging because we don't even have enough to inter squad, but we've found a way to keep them engaged and make sure we're laying that foundation for the future of our program. We're doing a lot of stuff with our culture and kind of team building activities to keep them busy. And then we'll have 8 freshmen coming in the fall. And those 15 will make up our first team that will compete in 2020. Certainly, we're still looking at adding a few more players for next year, but right now we have 15.
Full roster is, so I'm not even sure what a full roster, what's the full roster number then for you?
Yeah, typically if you look around the country, teams carry between 18 and 24 mm-hmm. players, depending on, you know, the program's needs. And, you know, pitching is a position that you can really not have enough of these days. So a lot of teams are carrying more and more pitchers on their roster.
And do you operate with full scholarships? That's the other thing. Men's baseball, for those that know men's baseball, you know, they have to offer partial scholarships. What about you? Are you offering fulls?
Yeah, so we're what the NCAA calls an equivalency sport. So we have 12 scholarships mm-hmm. that we can split up however we deem necessary to fill out our roster.
All right. So what's this been like for you? I mean, this is you've been here on campus now a while, trying to build this, and you still haven't played a game. What's this been like for you?
Well, it's actually been a lot busier than I thought I would ever be since they hired me November of 2017. We've done a lot in community. We've done a lot of camps and clinics. I've done a lot of speaking engagements. The planning of the stadium has taken up a lot of time. Now that we have student athletes on campus and we're practicing, of course, you know, that takes up time. So we filled out our staff. We have Jeannie Murphy is our director of operations. Courtney Brialt is one assistant coach. And then we have Kyle Jameson, who's our associate head coach. So our staff is complete. A lot of planning is taking place, getting ready for our first year of competition. We've done a lot of kind of extracurricular things with our team this year, trying to build team unity, trying to get them some experiences. We've tried to do as many competitions as we can in practice. We've actually done what we called the gauntlet in the fall, which was kind of like a triathlon, split the team up and had them compete within themselves for that. We're planning a road trip to go watch the Florida State Notre Dame ACC series in a couple of weeks, so to give our players kind of an idea of what it's like to travel, be on the road, and watch, you know, two of the better teams in our conference, Florida State winning the national championship last year, and Notre Dame, who's a perennial top 25 team, to give our players kind of a sense of what it's going to be like being on the road, but also a sense of watching two teams compete, and we'll probably do a little workout down there as well. But we've done a lot and still have a lot planned, and it's been really a busy year and a half for me, putting all this together, and can't wait for it to all come to fruition next year.
Has it kind of changed you up a little bit as a coach? Because I'm going to guess you've had to get a little creative. Now, you only have 7 players that are here. So as you talk about practice, you have to get a little bit more creative with what you're going to do exactly in practice, as opposed to if you had 18 or 24 players.
Well, yeah, certainly. I mean, softball is a game just like baseball. It's a game built on monotonous repetition. You know, you build habits by repeating things over and over again, and I think that's what we've tried to do this year with a young team with 6 freshmen and 1 senior is to try to create good habits and do a lot of drills, but also break up the monotony a little bit. You know, certainly without that you know, carrot dangling at the end of the stick in regards to games being played. We don't play until next year. We've tried to create some practice opportunities where we're more creative. We're not trying to burn them out so much with the repetition stuff, but to have some fun and have some fun with practices, and knowing that, you know, we don't have to play until February 2020, but at the same time trying to implement our system and build this solid foundation.
Yeah, so it'll be a year from now, obviously, when you get started. Just talk to me a little bit about nuances of this game. People will look at softball. You and I were talking before we started doing this. It's a reflex game. It is a quick game. The pitching mound is out there at 43 feet. I don't think that people understand how fast that softball gets upon hitters. I mean, it's ridiculous how fast it gets upon you. Just, that's, to me, is kind of the beauty of this thing, is all the little nuances of this thing.
Yeah, you know, fast pitch softball has been around for a long time, but the game is ever changing to kind of accommodate, you know, the fans and the pace of the game. And you know, it used to be a very pitchers dominated game, and in the late 80s they moved the pitching distance from 40 to 43 feet. In the early 90s, we went from an all-white ball with no seams to an optic yellow ball with red seams to increase the offense. And then, you know, really over time, the game has evolved with, you know, athletes getting bigger, stronger, faster, quicker, pitchers throwing the ball harder. Certainly, bat technology has come to play with more home runs and more offensive production. But it is really a fast-paced game. When you look at the dimensions in comparison to baseball, you know, the average fence length is 200 feet down the right and left field lines, 220 in dead center. Bases are at 60 feet. The pitcher, like you mentioned, is pitching from 43 feet versus 60 feet 6 inches in baseball. Most pitchers throw anywhere between 60 and 70 miles an hour, which 70 is equivalent to about 100 mile an hour pitch in baseball. So it's a very fast paced game. It's you know, it kind of fits in this 2-hour window, which is great for television. And ESPN this year, I think, is televising over 1,200 games on some network or some form of media. So that's awesome for the growth of our sport. But I think as a fan, you know, coming out and when you walk into this new stadium, you're going to feel like you're a part of the game. You're going to be right on the action. And like we mentioned, it's a very fast-paced game.
Had the cybermetrics creeped into the game of softball like it has the game of baseball?
Oh, no question. You know, the analytical part of it, like all sports, you know, there's a scientific approach, there's measurements, there's numbers to back strategies. So all of that has played a big part in softball as well.
Shifts as well. I mean, that's the to me, the thing that we're seeing here in this last couple of years is just the exaggerated shifts. Will we see that?
Oh, no question. I think a lot depends on your pitcher. A lot depends on, you know, your opponent. But there are teams that are using the analytical data to shift the defenses for a particular hitter. So you'll probably see some of that. I think last year we saw more of it with the University of Oklahoma had a very dominating left-handed pitcher, two left-handed pitchers, and they would set their defense accordingly. But I think it's spreading.
See, to me, that means that it's just up to the hitter. To me, it's up to the hitter to beat the shift and, you know, do whatever you can. Because it's still a game about getting on base. Mm-hmm. You know, people think it's and then that leads to runs. But it's a game about getting on base.
Well, yeah, and I think in our sport, you know, we combine the power and the speed, and speed can make a huge difference. You know, when you're 60 feet away and you can get down the line, we have players that can run 2.6, 2.7 seconds from home to first. So if you think about a ball being put in play to the infield, you know, you don't have a lot of time to field it cleanly, get the ball out of your glove, make an accurate throw, and have the first baseman cover the bag in a very short amount of time. So from that aspect, it's a very compact, quick game, you know, you gotta be on your toes.
Lastly, maybe a little bit intimidating to be coming into this league, because, like I say, you got the defending national champ that sits right there, and some really other good teams that are ranked. This is a little bit of a daunting task.
You know, we're looking at it as an opportunity.
Love
you know,
it.
And I think you know, being having a more optimistic, positive outlook on starting a program. You know, there's really nowhere to go but up. We have no history. We have, you know, so there's going to be a lot of first, obviously, and we're going to embrace those. But we're also going to look at this as a challenge. You know, a lot of people probably aren't expecting too much out of us the first couple of years, and I think we're going to expect more out of ourselves. And but looking at this as a great opportunity, and to get this thing going just as quick as we can, and be as competitive as we can, you know, right out of the gate.
I guess I'm gonna lie to you. I got one more question for you. So, having heard that, then hotbeds for recruiting and recruiting to this, where you're just starting something, do you turn that into a positive as well?
No question. I think first and foremost to recruit to Clemson has been relatively easy. You know, Clemson is it's a national name. It's a great university. We have so much to offer a student athlete here. So from a recruiting standpoint, we got a lot to sell, and that's been relatively easy. Fast pitch softball has grown leaps and bounds in the last 10 years. And I think, you know, you used to go to pockets of the country to find players. Well, now you can find players anywhere. Mm-hmm. And we happen to be sitting in a great area for recruiting and to attract talent from the southeast part of the country is one of our, you know, initiatives and one of our priorities. But we're also able to recruit nationally, and we'll definitely look at all avenues.
Lesson 365, and we'll have all this stuff going. And obviously, we'll be watching that stadium coming up out of the ground, and we'll catch back up with you. But certainly, wish you nothing but the best. This is an exciting time. I know that the fan base is looking forward to seeing you all get on that field. And something tells me that you're going to sell tickets. I don't think you have any problem selling tickets to this thing.
Well, thanks, Don. We look forward to it, and as always, go Tigers.
There you go. John Rittman, softball coach here at Clemson, has been our guest. Hey, don't forget, for everything Clemson Athletics, it's right there at your fingertips. The official website of Clemson Athletics, of course, is clemsontigers.com. For John Rittman, I'm Don Munson. Thanks for being with us. Go Tigers.